The machines, they're starting to take over.
It conjures up images of the Terminator.
Mr. Chairman, I need to make myself very clear. If we uplink now, Skynet will be in control of your military.
But you'll be in control of Skynet, right?
The Pentagon just issued its first directive on autonomous weapons, effectively forbidding the development of lethal weapons with no human control, to minimize failures that could lead to unintended engagements.
That's a sterile term for meaning harming innocents, killing the wrong target.
The Pentagon's Dave Ochmanek admits these weapons are still 20, 30 years away.
That technology doesn't exist yet, so why now?
The thought was technology is dynamic, and we'd like to get out ahead of it.
Just this week, the Navy tested its next-generation drone, which could carry bombs and land on an aircraft carrier with hardly any human control. The directive only applies to lethal systems and still allows the military to develop autonomous spy planes.
As we begin to approach the possibility of having machines select and engage targets, we want to be very careful not to cross that line without high-level policy review.
Human Rights Watch applauds the Pentagon's move.
We do not believe it solves the problem, however.
So the group is calling for governments to ban autonomous weapons outright. Bonnie Doherty points to Syria and wonders what killer robots could do in a conflict like that.
Because the weapons are emotionless, they could actually serve as a perfect tool for a dictator who would not have to worry about the danger of a human soldier turning on him if ordered to fire on his own civilians. A robot would not do that.
Again, the Pentagon is already taking the first steps to prevent the development of autonomous lethal weapons with no human control.